This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, March 28th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, March is basically gone.
Yep.
It's in the rearview mirror.
Jason Bishop's here.
And what's it, the 29th?
28th.
You just said that?
Yes, I did. But there's been some debate before we jumped on the air as to what day it was. Oh. I checked my phone. If the phone is accurate, it is March 28th.
I generally rely on Drab T-shirt to get the date right on the outline.
It doesn't feel like March is over when you walk outside.
No, but it's supposed to warm up a little bit today.
All right, good. I know it's supposed to be close to 70 tomorrow, but I think it's going to keep raining.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not pretty outside, but...
I'm so bitter when my buddy sends me pictures because it's, you know, it's spring break.
Right.
For Loudoun County. I think it's spring break for Montgomery County.
No, yes, that's it is for Montgomery County,
oh,
yes.
It is. All right. So all my buddies are somewhere else.
Yeah.
So they're in the tropics.
Yeah.
Or they're in South Carolina.
Sure.
And my buddy sends me a picture of him and his wife at a beach bar drinking a cocktail.
Right.
A
cold ass drink in his hand.
All right. And he goes, "Where are you today?"
Right.
Think I was happy?
Probably not. Probably not very happy.
So bitter at him.
You're almost as happy as I was when I made a tragic miscalculation this morning walking into work. I was down by the elevator banks at our office. There are, is it six elevators? I think you could take
six or eight.
Yeah. I think I've been on those elevators in a couple of years.
You always take the
maybe
stairs
once.
I think there are six,
I don't know if I've ever been on the elevator.
There are six regulars, and then there, I think there's two service.
Two service.
Yeah.
So I walk in, and I'm walking in. It's my nightmare. I'm walking in the last 200 feet with a guy from El Zol.
Mm-hmm.
And we're walking basically right next to each other.
I like how you said a guy from El Zol.
I just don't know his name.
Of course.
If I knew his name, I would tell you his name.
And by the way, the last thing you want to do is walk into work with someone.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want to talk.
I just don't. At that point in the morning, haven't had a cup of Joe.
I agree.
I'm not in a very social mood. So we walked to the elevator bank, and I pressed the regular elevator button. And he said, "Hey, do you want to ride up on the service elevator?" And not to be a jerk, of course, I made the mistake and said, "Sure, no problem." So, of course, instead of it being thrifty and quick, it takes another minute plus for the freight elevator to show up. And then, of course, on the other side, because it's a two-sided elevator,
yeah.
It's all of the construction
guys
that are here at like 3 in the morning. So I pile in with the donk from El Zol. And then seven other people come in the elevator, one with a big giant trash container.
All the people.
Another guy with a big toolbox, and I'm sitting there just feeling wimpy with my little black backpack. And then we go up one flight to floor two, and of course, I'm wedged against the corner, and three people have to get out of the way for me to walk out and do my stupid DJ job. I'm never doing that again.
Yeah.
I'm always going to take the elevator by myself. Only bad things happen
morning's off
when
to
you
a rough
socialize
start.
With people that early in the morning.
Well,
and socializing is a stretch.
I have no problem saying no.
I should have just said no.
You should have said no. I'm good.
And I've gotten better at saying no, but yeah, it was. I let my defenses down for a minute. I should have just said no.
Why not
I'm good.
Take the steps? It's one flight.
I should probably just take the
one
steps.
One flight, and it's actually before you get to the elevators.
Yeah, I should do
so
that.
So you go through the big glass doors.
I know.
You're in the building. You maybe wave to Carlos or whoever's there at the front desk. You take a left turn. Boom. And it actually leads right to our office.
I would have rather taken 8,000 steps than go through that elevator charade that I just went through this morning. Never again!
You know what's frustrating me of late? And I love that we're parking over at Homewood Suites.
It's great.
Yesterday, my car was already out there by the time I walked there.
Nice setup.
But Occasionally, I just drive by the old lot just to see what's doing.
Mm-hmm. Right,
nothing's doing. There. No.
Nothing. I know that. Well, it's probably not going to.
Here's what happened.
It's probably not going to happen for another couple
months.
They
shut it down, but and so what I would expect is once you shut it down, maybe within a month, start your construction.
Yeah,
there's so many cranes in this DC area.
Yeah,
but there's no Frasers over there. Mm-hmm. There's so many Fraser cranes over there.
Well,
there are cranes everywhere.
I think what happens is, and of course I know this because I'm heavily into commercial real estate. I'm sure they just signed some paper that said you must close this lot on X date, and they closed it. And you know the construction will start at some point, but I guess they're not in a hurry to do it. But they were in a hurry to close
but
the
who
lot.
Who knows how long the permits take?
Yeah, and, I don't know. I
mean, there's just tons of stuff we don't know about.
Sure,
it could take a few months before they can actually dig the first hole.
Yeah.
So never do that again. Ever go up on the service elevator with anybody else.
Trust me.
Don't ever do it.
I'll never do it again. You know what? I'll just never use the service elevator because, I mean, let's be honest. It should be for the guys who actually need it, who are going up and down and actually doing real hard work, like helping to build the building. I don't need to use that elevator. It's just me being lazy because it drops me off right here on the second floor.
Yeah.
Instead of having to walk, God forbid, another 100 steps.
Yeah, you'll never do that
again. I can use another 100 steps.
Well, I'll tell you this. We're all better than the guy that I saw on Route 28 this morning before I got on the toll road who was being put through the field sobriety tests at 5 a.m.
That's brutal.
By a statey.
Yeah.
A Virginia statey pulled him over.
So what test did you see him performing as you zoomed
he was
by?
He was standing about 8 inches from the cop with the flashlight in his eyes.
Oh, you never want to be in that position ever.
And Drabby, I'm thinking to myself, it's 5 a.m. Actually, it's probably 4:45.
Yeah.
I'm close to 5. And it's a Tuesday night / Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Right? Who was boozing that hard Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning?
Yeah.
That's just weird
it's
to me.
It's not a good look.
Now, he was in a suit with no tie, so he had like a sport coat.
So he's well-dressed for his DUI pullover.
Yeah, I don't know if he's in town for business and he was just renting a car and went out to the hotel bar. Who knows?
Well, you also make an assumption that he actually was drinking and has DUI because there's a chance he could have been, this happens to me all the time, a tire driver.
All right, maybe.
Could have been pulling yesterday an all-nighter at the office.
That's a possibility.
I don't close call people yesterday.
But I don't think so.
If you're tired.
Yeah, I don't think
so. Swerving.
What are the chances?
No, I have a theory.
25%?
I have 25. A theory.
That's pretty high.
No, it's a DUI. 100%.
I think he was boozing. Yeah, he was boozing.
He was boozing till closing time, which is what? 2 or 3 a.m. possibly at some points in D.C.?
Where?
Now, he's probably out in Virginia.
He was in Northern Virginia.
Okay, so he boozes until 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Goes out and passes out in his car in the parking lot. Wakes up about an hour and a half later, still in a drunken haze. Realizes, I got to get home.
I
got to get to the hotel, wherever.
Yeah.
Goes out on the road, gets pulled over. I think that's a good working theory.
I don't know.
Pretty solid.
But I would not want to be him.
No.
I guarantee he was cuffed.
Cuffed and stuffed in the back of a state cruiser.
And had to call his boss, or had to call his coworker, or had to call his wife. He's not having a good morning.
Yeah, that's a bad look for you, sir, midweek.
I did, though, some drowsy driving yesterday.
Oh, you did?
It's always the last 5 miles.
Yeah.
And I'm on 270, and I'm just in the middle of highway hypnosis driving, and then I think I probably had a little micro sleep for about a half second, and I swerved over into the lane, heard somebody honk his horn. I was like, whoa. Then you open up the window and just try and get through those last 5 minutes of the ride home.
Yep. Got to stay awake, brother.
All right, so I picked the winner last night, took the Wizards on the money line, plus 120, parlayed it with the Toronto Raptors on the money line.
Very good.
$60 paid me $84.27.
The Raptors were in a tight one.
They won by 4, but that's all I care about. Just needed to win.
Just a dub.
Didn't lay the points, just had to win. But the Wizards got a win, stopped the bleeding a little bit.
They weren't in a tight one. They won by double digits against the Spurs.
It was blowout city.
I watched a little bit of it. Felt pretty good from the outset. Man, the bench for the Wizards.
61 points.
61 points.
They erupted.
They were
they
really
do this
good.
Every now and then. This is why I do think they're a better team than they were last year. They're not going to have as good a regular season record.
Mm-hmm.
But once they get John Wall back and Satoransky moves to the bench, and now you have guys like Mike Scott, Oubre, and Jody Meeks who can contribute off the bench,
yeah,
it's much better than what they had last year. Last year in Game 7, of the second round series against the Boston Celtics, they didn't even play Oubre. Scott Brooks didn't trust him. Now Oubre is their best bench player. You don't often get contributions from Jody Meeks, but Mike Scott has been doing this throughout the year.
What was their biggest lead? I know they killed him in the second quarter. What was their biggest lead in the game?
Oh, they were up 25 plus at some point.
Was it 25?
They had a pretty good halftime.
Bradley
lead.
Didn't even play in the fourth quarter.
Well, they were up 14, I think, at the half, but after three, they were up like 22 or something like that. So I thought they might have. And then they were outscored 40-28 in the fourth quarter to make it look a little bit more respectable for the Spurs.
We were talking about the positioning in the Eastern Conference. Maybe you just got to go out and win games because you never know. Dodge Cleveland. You never know where Cleveland's going to end. Cleveland got drummed by Miami last night.
Yeah, I heard this morning. LeBron has faced D Wade 30 times now head to head. What the record is?
I'm going to guess it's 15-15.
Nicely done.
Nice. Right down the middle.
Right down the middle. Yep. D Wade got him last night.
I could just read your face. That wasn't a good poker face. Surprising.
It wasn't a good poker face, but I'm surprised it's 15. I would have thought it was higher on LeBron's side.
Well, when LeBron was young,
that's true.
And with Cleveland, and they weren't very good.
D Wade was in his prime.
D Wade had a couple of championship teams.
Yeah, but over the last couple of years, D Wade hadn't been there. But I was just surprised by the 15.
Or I guess one
record.
Championship team without him.
But the Wizards get that win, 116-106, and still 2.5 games back of the fifth spot. Because Pacers won, and I'm not sure. I don't think Philadelphia played last night.
Yeah, not many games left. John may come back against Detroit or may come back this weekend. Detroit's the next game, which is tomorrow night.
In Detroit.
That's a very winnable game.
Then they come back and play their nemesis cakes. They play Charlotte here.
Oh.
So maybe Wall plays in that game. I'm not sure what. I think that's maybe what are we in Wednesday. Maybe that's Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
So maybe he plays in that game.
Going to be interesting. Look, the playoffs are just a couple weeks away on both the hockey side and NBA side. And once again, it's nice. Both teams are in. Think about how many years the Wizards were less than even mediocre.
Oh, trust me, I've lived through every one of them.
So now we're getting kind of accustomed to them making the playoffs. We're just kind of waiting for that run.
Right.
Which hopefully they can go on a run. So many people, though, when we had this conversation 2 days ago, have been tweeting me, I can't believe you think the Wizards are going to the Eastern Conference. Not what I said. If I had to bet, they're not going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. I just think for whatever reason, I don't have any faith in the Caps. As long as the Penguins are in the playoffs, I don't have faith in the Caps getting beyond the Penguins.
I can understand that viewpoint.
And
I get it.
Not knowing where the Wizards are going to land in terms of the standings, I think that they have a shot based on matchups. If they end up playing Boston in the first round, I wouldn't favor them to beat Boston, but I think they would have a shot, particularly if Kyrie isn't there. Then I think they would win.
I like that you're optimistic. I always just expect the worst. I'm just expecting the worst.
I wouldn't be stunned if they lost in the first round.
Super low.
But last night, the Wizards needed that.
They did.
Absolutely.
And the Spurs, and I was surprised by this number when I saw it. The Spurs are now 14-24 away from home.
They're garbage on the road.
They're not good on the road.
They just are.
And they're obviously not the same team they were last year, but they needed to get that win. A four-game losing streak would not have been good heading into that Detroit game.
And it was the formula, which they've used a lot, especially without John Wall. They had 33 assists. So the whole everybody eats team win. I think Scott Brooks, after the game, joked about having a burner Twitter account and saying that it was a good team win.
Oh, really? Because
so much was made of Marcin Gortat's team win when John Wall was out, and then all that discussion about are they better without John Wall. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
But when they have 30-plus assists in a game, what do you think their record is in 14 games?
30-plus, 12-2.
11-3.
Very close. 11-3.
Mm.
Well, it's impressive.
When you shoot 54%, you're probably going to have a lot of assists.
Right.
And they did.
By the way,
they actually killed the Spurs on the boards, too. They out-rebounded by 13.
My tingle play of the day, big surprise, didn't come in. I said, you just bet everything on the over in the Pelly's Blazers tilt.
Didn't get there.
They came in 12 points under.
Yeah, didn't get there.
So, but
another
again,
win for the Blazers.
Hopefully fade me. Fade your boy Cakes. You're making a lot of money.
Valdez, did you place any wagers yesterday on anything? Hockey, NBA, NIT?
This is Matt Valdez.
I did not.
But the Houston Open, I will be putting golf bets in.
Shell Houston starts
today, tomorrow.
Yep.
Golf bets.
Matchups. Yep.
Good
I'll
for
be doing
you.
That as well. I don't really know you very well because I don't know how you can let you know, 7 or 8 NBA games, a bunch of hockey games, go off
the board. Another NBA slate tonight,
without placing at least one wager, even if it's a money line parlay.
Well, just, I don't know anything about hockey. All I know about the Caps and Vegas is good. And the Islanders let up a lot of goals. Yeah, that's the only thing I know.
And Tampa Bay scores a ton.
And then the NBA, you know, with the Hornets, didn't they won the other day, right? And they were a big dog. 13.5-point dog.
That's why you shouldn't bet. Just
exactly.
You discuss
I don't know anything about the NBA.
Well, the Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies
won at Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah, huge upset. I know, but it's just the action. Even if it's a $5 bet, just bet. Just do it. Who cares?
You can't go a day without betting.
Nope. You know what? And Cakes is very antisocial in the morning. I think
I am.
I got your remedy.
I can be.
You just don't like to talk to anybody. Went up the service elevator with 9 people, didn't talk to any of them.
It was a debacle.
I think I know the solution for Cake's antisocial behavior in the morning. He needs a 5-hour energy.
Nice.
He needs this.
Ring the bell.
He needs this right
here. Yes, need it.
This is a pomegranate.
Ooh, I like pomegranate.
Yeah, I might have to.
I would like to get paid for my contribution to these spots too, but I don't think it's going
to
happen.
Nope. He's too tired to talk to the coworkers.
Salty.
Needs a shot of energy. Maybe if he had a mixed berry or pomegranate and was riding to work, he'd have enough energy to use the stairs instead of the elevator. Right now, 5-Hour Energy is launching their Getting Back to 100% campaign with a unique twist on this year's College Hoops tournament. Got the ability to swap your incorrect selections during the tournament as the game is being played. You see an upset in the making, no big deal. Swap out the favorite to ensure that your bracket is 100% correct. Go to 5hourenergybrackets.com. That's 5hourenergybrackets.com. Or you can click on the fandc.com's homepage.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Like, that was weird.
Sounds like a caller. Maybe
like
into our show or another show.
Yeah, I think it was.
Is it still on?
I think you got it.
Oh.
Solve the problem.
I just wanted to find out what it was.
This hour's code word is middle. Text middle to 72881 before 7 a.m. for your chance to win $1,000 in this multi-market contest. That's middle to 72881. Message and data rates apply. The next cash flash is at 7 a.m.
Speaking of giveaways, we have more tickets to go see the Nationals home opener, which is April 5th at Nats Park. We're doing that at 7:45. We will play some Who Am I? We have a bunch of great guests on the show today, too. Jason Lockenfour is going to join us at 7:20. We'll talk NFL with him. There are some rules changes. I'm sure we might get into that in the sports page. Jay Beagle will join us for the morning skate. Of course, the Caps have won 8 out of their last 9. Back in action tonight against the Rangers. And Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, before the season opens up tomorrow, will join us at 9 o'clock. So we got a packed show. Again, 7:45, your chance to win the tickets to the Nats home opener.
What was the name of the guys that would crank call and they would record
Jerky
them?
Boys.
Jerky Boys. We got to get the Jerky Boys crank call where the guy, he says his name was Frank Rizzo.
Frank Rizzo.
And then just isolate Rizzo. So right. Every time Mike's on, we can just drop that
Jerky
in.
Jerky Boys. I mean,
can you find that, you think?
Do you know how many times I wore out that cassette tape?
Oh,
yes,
so
it was a cassette
funny.
Tape, I believe, and or DVD or compact disc.
Jerky Boys was hilarious.
So many great moments. Such a contribution to American pop culture.
What's your name?
Frank.
Frank what?
Frank Rizzo.
Just still makes me laugh.
What did I want to tell you guys? I wanted to tell you
something. Oh, I have something to tell you guys if you guys would like to hear it.
Yeah.
I got an update. Remember how my paycheck was just swole last week.
And you're going to have to refund something.
I was like,
it was like 50 grand.
I was like, why is my paycheck so big? There's no bonus in here.
You did all kinds of spots.
I was talking to Valdez. I was like, did I do like 100 Bar Louie spots?
Right.
And then I was like, you know what? I did a lot of Bar Louie spots over the past month.
A lot of LinkedIn.
Did a lot of LinkedIn. I was like, hey, it's just
there's no way it would add
a ton of fees. I didn't have any explanation for it.
Because your check was basically double what it usually is.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason it was double because I got double paid.
Oh, that is awesome.
It was a mistake. By Entercom, because apparently...
Who figured it out?
Well, I told CK about it, and I guess he ran it up the flagpole.
And that was your problem. I wonder if they would have figured it out.
At some point, they're going to catch... They're not going to miss a double payment.
You never know.
I wouldn't think. Apparently, the last Nor'easter that was roaring up and down the East Coast wreaked havoc with Entercom's payroll. Or they had to rush the payroll to get it in before the Nor'easter slammed into, I guess, Philly or wherever. Wherever Entercom's headquarters are. I believe it's right outside of Philly.
Really? Yeah.
So
Balasinwood or something like that?
I think it's Balakinwood is how it's pronounced.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess I'm going to have to go through whatever steps you go through to, I don't know, I don't know if I'm reimbursing them the money.
They'll take it out of your next check.
Or whether
they just won't pay you next week.
That's probably the easiest way to do it.
You'll get like $200.
Because like the taxes have already been taken out. I'm sure the 401k payments.
They'll figure it out.
But I just wanted to let you know there has been some closure for the swole paycheck. Double payment.
I mean, I know you've been doing a bunch of spots, but when you told me that number, I was so jelly.
I have one reaction to you telling me that story.
A little smile.
Big
smile. Kind of looks like a smirk.
Big smile.
Yeah. I like that story.
I know you do like that
story.
Because
I was so jelly when I saw what you got.
Well,
like,
I mean,
Jesus.
I knew that there had to be some sort of shenanigans going on behind the scenes because just something wasn't right.
Well, usually, I mean, that might have been the first time. I was about to say usually. Usually I have no idea what you make in your check in terms of the extra fees. We all make the same money, but there's slight variances based on what endorsements you have, appearances you do.
Right.
So there's slight variations. And then Cake's got this check and all of a sudden his eyeballs explode and he's like, oh my God. And he shared it with us.
Yeah, I just didn't.
We were all jealous.
Didn't know where it came from. Apparently, the Nor'easter knocked everything out of whack, and payroll was off, and a mistake was made.
Well.
So there's your closure on it.
I got to tell you, I don't know what we did when we transferred the health benefits, the medical insurance from CBS to Entercom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I signed up for the wrong plan. I think JP and I signed up for the same exact plan. Okay. I have no idea. But, you know, I've had a shoulder problem for the last 4 or 5 months, and I think I have something torn in there.
Yeah.
The ortho told me it's not torn. It's just a impinged tendon. So let's just go to rehab, go to physical therapy for, I don't know, 6-8 weeks.
Right.
So I went to the physical therapy place, which is near my house, Jackson's. It's called Jackson's Clinic. And I got the bill. I only went 3 times.
Yeah.
$420.
Ooh.
So every time, and that was after insurance had covered whatever they're going to cover.
So that was your portion of the bill.
So every time I was walking in that door for PT, I'm paying basically $1.50.
Right.
And that was after the insurance had covered their nut.
You guys hardly ever go to the doctor at your house?
Well, I mean, I've got two teenage daughters. We go a fair amount.
Well, I'm guessing that was you used to have a copay, which everybody here did.
True.
And now that went away, and now you have to pay like $1,000 or $1,500 before they even get to your insurance.
Now you still have a copay.
I didn't have a copay when I walked in.
I have a copay when I go to the orthodontist. I went for my 1 year.
Yeah, but the
checkup.
Copay was only $20 or $25.
My copay was $40, but it's a specialist.
It used to be standard. Now
it
you
just
have to
depends
sign up for the
on what type
one.
Of doctor and what type of plan you have. It was very confusing because we had the same medical plan for 20 years.
Yeah, and I loved it. It was fine.
I think there's also a certain threshold that you have to pay. And then once you pay that threshold, then you won't have to pay later in the year.
Well,
if you hit that threshold.
All I know is I'm not going back to PT anymore. because I'm not paying $1.50 to go in there for 45 minutes
right.
when I can do it at my house.
Sure. And Did the PT help?
Not really. I mean, I only went three times.
Well, the thing about shoulders, because I have bad shoulders.
And no,
I've
it didn't help.
The PT you
know what?
Route.
Because there's something torn in there.
Yeah.
Well, you need to get
and
it fixed.
The ortho told me there's not. He's wrong.
You
I
need
can
to
tell
get
you
MRI.
That. He's wrong.
You need to demand the MRI. See,
the MRI is going to cost me $1,000.
You went there. Now, eventually, you're going to hit that minimum threshold and you won't have to pay.
Right.
Now, look who's smiling.
Why am I forgetting the name right. of that term? Deductible. Once you hit your deductible and you pay that thing, then they're going to cover everything.
Well, I'm not going back.
Unless you got a poopy plan. Maybe you got a poopy plan.
Hey, I got the same plan
you
have.
Just tell your surgeon, hey, you need to cut me open and fix this. I don't need an MRI. I know it's torn.
Because
I'm already self-diagnosed.
That'll be hell. That's why. That'll be 9 to 12 months of rehab.
They hesitate often to give you an MRI based on the way that you describe your symptoms. Years ago, I tore my meniscus. And I went to the doctor, and I told him, and at first he was like, could be a sprain, whatever. And I bought it. I was like, I've had tons of sprains. This feels a little bit different. It was the first time I ever ultimately had a surgery. But when I first went to the doctor, he kind of talks me out of it, says I have a sprain. Then I showed him my ankle, which I've had a bad ankle for years and years. And he became infatuated with the ankle, ordered an MRI on the ankle, not on the knee. And then a month passes, and I test the knee for the first time, like playing basketball, cutting. I was like, sharp pain. I was like, this is effed up. So I go back to the doctor. And then he finally, begrudgingly, does the MRI on the knee. And, of course, there was a tear and had surgery. So you know your body.
I can feel it. There's a tear.
They just often have to hesitate because of the cost. So they want to make sure you have your torn labrum or torn rotator cuff.
Yeah.
And just say, look.
That doctor didn't know.
I know. I did read. Just tell him. Look, I know. I've done rehab. I've done all this stuff. But something is damaged inside. Please order the MRI for me.
Yeah. Well, I might have to call Dr. Bishop back. Call him back and he'll hook it somehow.
I mean, it's not a bad idea, but does he have a scalpel that he's going to cut into your shoulder with?
No, but he can order the MRI.
No, he can order the MRI, and I don't know. I don't know how much the MRI was going to cost me, but just not very happy about it.
All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports page, Jason.
Okay. All right, let's start with the NFL. NFL owners passed an unexpected rule yesterday that will expand penalties for helmet-to-helmet contact. Going to be more significant than what the NCAA does with their targeting rule, because the NCAA targeting rule penalizes players only when they hit the defenseless receiver, and they go to the replay and they figure out, all right, well, was this intentional? And if it's, they feel like it was intentional, then they kick the player out. Most of the time it's just a 15-yard penalty. But under this change in the NFL, a player will be penalized 15 yards and potentially ejected anytime he lowers his head to initiate and make contact with his helmet against any opponent. That applies to tacklers, ball carriers, even linemen. All right, so this is a pretty big and extensive rule.
This could be a debacle. Adam Schefter has a tweet where he received a text from a former NFL linebacker, and he said, can't believe how ridiculous this lowering of the head thing is. Go back and watch any game, and you will see probably 30 to 50 examples of guys lowering their head on contact.
Yep.
I don't think it's enforceable. The way it's written, I don't know if it's enforceable, because you would be throwing a flag every other play.
I get it. You're supposed to tackle with your head up. But how many times, first of all, do running backs lower their heads?
They do it basically every play.
So they see a tackler coming on, and they lower their heads. And then for just imagine a safety coming in for a tackle. Well, a lot of times they lower their head and come to the side. I think that's maybe not the optimal form. I'm sure football coaches would say that's not how you're supposed to do it.
Right, the head has to be up. Right.
But how many times do you see essentially a spear?
Well, the players have been tackling that way,
right,
the incorrect way, for years. So it's going to be tough to change their pattern of tackling. But
I think
the owners passed it.
I think they're addressing an issue which didn't even exist.
Well, the issue is there were 291 concussions last year, which is the highest total on record. That's what they're addressing.
A lot and of that goes, is because there's awareness now.
I think it should be addressed, but I don't know that this is an enforceable rule. I just think it's going to make the game unwatchable as a fan.
Well, how is it not enforceable? The NFL owners passed it.
You're going to throw a flag every time a guy lowers his head to either make a tackle, or, like JP mentioned, a running back bursting through the hole is going to lower his body and his head, so
maybe
he's
not
harder to hit.
Maybe not on every play, but you're going to see more penalties.
Ooh, I mean, I'm all about player safety and protecting these guys' heads. I just don't know how you can
come up
with that rule.
How does a running back run through a tackle without lowering his body and plowing through somebody?
Those guys do it on every
That's
play.
That's football.
That's how they're taught from a little kid.
Makes no sense. The NFL is playing a very dangerous game.
Well, it's going to be.
There's great divide between people who want safety and people who want football.
Right.
And they're clearly making their choice here.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's going to be a lot more points scored because tacklers aren't going to be tackling the right way.
Well, there's going to be
There's going to be more penalties.
It's going to be a lot longer game.
Yeah, maybe.
Say goodbye to your typical three-hour game.
They went 1-for-2 because the other rule is the catch rule.
Yep.
And at least the catch rule now seems to make some sense.
Yeah,
they got rid of the falling to ground rule.
They simplified it. NFL owners unanimously approved a new catch rule. So, you know, the Jesse James play would have been a catch. Dez Bryant a couple years ago in the playoff game against the Packers would have been a catch. Calvin Johnson's play against Chicago would have been a catch.
Well, the Jesse James one, and Jesse James commented on this, it should have been a catch anyway with the old rule. He caught the ball, brought it to his chest, then he reached out to try and get a touchdown, crossed the plane, then the ball moves when he finally hits the ground.
Right. What was the language they always used, Cakes, when when a receiver...
The process.
They had to complete the process.
Right.
Well, I mean, now they're just going to watch the ball in the hands. If he's got possession of it, takes a step. Even if the ball is loose it's jarred when he hits the ground, it's still a catch.
It makes sense. I can't remember what game it was. There was a game last year where a receiver caught it. Not only did he put two steps down in the end zone, there was a third step, but it was kind of snowy, like the surface wasn't great. So he's like, 1-2, gets a third step in, slides, and then when he hit the ground, he fumbled the ball. No catch. It's like, that's unbelievable.
I think it might have been Austin Seferian Jenkins.
Is that the Buffalo game where there was a blizzard in Buffalo?
It might have been. There were a couple calls where I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And the Jesse James one really angered me because I was rooting against the Patriots, of course.
Another
you
NFL
keep doing
note.
That. Tell me how it works out for you.
Worked out in the Super Bowl.
Johnny,
big smile on my
Johnny
face.
Manziel has a little workout yesterday at Texas A&M. I watched a little bit of it. I mean, he looked good. I mean, he's throwing to wide open receivers. I mean, I can't really tell, but.
So he's shown up the two pro
apparently
days.
Apparently, the Patriots spoke to him before and after the pro day. He worked out at Texas A&M's pro day.
I was telling Jason, you know, the Patriots, I don't think they would sign him, but they gave Tebow another shot. I think Bill Belichick feels like nothing to lose on some of these guys.
Who's their backup right now? Is it Hoyer?
Yes.
Hoyer, yeah. He was acquired like toward the end of last year.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, yes, they gave Tebow a shot, but Tebow wasn't the off-the-field distraction that Manziel can be.
True, but he's trying to convince these teams that he's not
that
the off-the-field mess
now. Maybe they
now,
give him a shot as a third
that
stringer.
That he's married, that he's sober, that he's not a clown, and he's going to play in this spring league. And so, look, he's getting out there. The guy I feel bad for is Kaepernick. Kaepernick can't get a look. He can't get a look.
I mean, he's been blackballed by the NFL.
And Robert can't get
obvious.
A look. Robert's not.
Robert can't get a look. These guys can't get a look, and they're
not that Robert necessarily deserves a look.
Terrible quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That are third quarterbacks in the league. They're terrible quarterbacks. They're second quarterbacks
in
the league.
He only worked out. He's a long way from signing with anybody.
Understood, but.
And he's gonna have to win a job in camp. It's not like he's gonna get some guaranteed contract.
Kind of pulling for him.
Okay. And we talked about the Wizards beating the Spurs 116-106 last night. The bench was awesome, scored 61 points. They pretty much blew out the Spurs. The final score isn't indicative of how much of a blowout it was. It's a game that they needed to stop the bleeding. They had lost three straight, but they're still in the sixth spot. They're 2.5 back of Indiana, who won in Golden State last night. So
2.5 back?
They're 2.5 back of Indiana and Philly, yeah.
Who are both tied for the 4-5.
Correct. Philadelphia actually has the tiebreaker. So Philadelphia's a 4, Indiana's the 5.
All right. Phone number is 800-636-1067. I see some people want to chime in on the NFL rule change. You certainly can do that. We will talk to Jason Lockenfora from CBS, CBSSports.com at 720 about that. And remember, Jay Beagle from the Washington Capitals at 840. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Remember, me and Cakes going to be at Tap Sports Bar, MGM National Harbor for the Hoops games on Saturday. Four teams playing. It'll come to a conclusion by Monday night, but it'll be fun. Semifinals viewing party, Tap Sports Bar, MGM National Harbor starts at 5 p.m. this Saturday.
I'm going to have to start perusing the craft beer menu today so I know exactly what to order on Saturday.
What's the relevance of playing Hall & Oates, She's Gone?
I don't know. I just haven't played it in forever.
I love it. I thought there was a some sort of a theme.
No, there was no theme. It's just in the system, and I haven't played it in a while, and I know it's a song that people like.
I know I like it.
Don't feel like getting yelled at for playing all the same songs over and over again.
All right. By me, you mean?
Basically, yes.
How often do I yell at you for playing the same songs over and over?
Never. Just for you, I'm going to play Judas Priest next break.
Lots of ice for that. Thank you, Valdez.
By the way, I remember the story I was going to tell you. So a buddy of mine, you know, we're about 30 hours away from opening day.
Correct.
Now, the Nats are starting in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
But we're 30 hours away from the 2018 baseball season.
These DFS baseball sweats.
Right. That means my draft leagues will be up and running.
Yes.
Probably five or six of them.
Perfect.
But my buddy invited me to Nats home opener next Thursday.
Okay.
Home opener.
Right.
Against, who are they playing, the Mets?
The Mets, yes, correct. Oh, I know the issue.
Against the Mets on April 5th.
Yep.
Is that a 1 o'clock game, fellas? Because we're doing a show, right?
I would imagine
we're doing a show from down there on the field?
Probably 1:05 first pitch, I would guess.
I'm not sure of the time.
I'll double check, but I think
it's
usually
one.
Is.
Yeah, 1 o'clock. And he asked me to come. He says, I got pretty good seats.
Yeah.
I said, really? I said, where are the seats? Because you know I can only sit in the suites or
right.
Got to be like in the President's Club.
Absolutely, yeah. You're spoiled.
He said, well, have you ever heard of an owner's suite?
The owner's suite.
Yeah, I would be sitting in the learner's box.
Well, I think you have.
You have some wealthy friends.
I think
don't
you have
you?
To say yes.
Do you have
to
any
that?
Poor friends?
No. He's not that rich. He is a golf instructor. He's a golf pro.
Gaff.
And he is he's the personal swing coach for Mark Lerner.
Wow.
Gotcha.
I wish I had a deep enough pockets to have a personal swing coach.
All right, so listen.
If I liked golf.
So you know what I told him? I said, man, John, I would love to.
Yeah.
But that's Thursday at the Masters.
They have a TV there.
I turned it down.
I can't believe you turned it down for your golf nerdery.
Drabby, I turned it down.
That's like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Surprising.
It's not surprising. We met the learners at spring training a couple years ago.
We met Mark. I never met Ted, but I met Mark.
Yeah.
Well, you never know who's going to be there.
Yeah, I have no idea.
You know what? I think you should reassess.
Here's the question, Jason.
DVR the Masters. You can be home by like 5 o'clock and catch up.
Did you hear what he just said? He said DVR the Masters.
That's the dumbest thing Cakes has ever said on the show. He says a lot of dumb things.
You could probably live stream on your phone.
Live stream on my phone.
They probably have TVs in the owner's suite.
You think I'm going to watch the Masters on this?
Well, at least you can keep up to date.
No.
Rick, well, you can watch it on TV at the game.
Okay, but you'll be talking to people, and it's just
well, just tell
not
them,
the
tell
same.
Them to get out of your face.
It's not going to be the same.
You're
you
such
know,
a grumpy
you know what's funny is a golf instructor is going to miss the Masters, but Jason can't.
Yeah. I would rather just sit in my house and previous channel it all day long and watch baseball and first round of the Masters.
So then do that.
I am. I just wanted to tell you that story because I knew you guys would join.
Let's go to Kevin in Woodbridge on line one. Kevin, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm a little torn. I think I'd probably be watching the Masters too in previous challenge. That being said,
there you go, buddy.
On the NFL, on the NFL's new, you know, helmet-to-helmet rule or intent, I can't see that being enforced at the line of scrimmage, especially in the line.
Mm-hmm.
But there's absolutely no reason that guys getting paid $1 million to $8 million a year can't learn how to retackle the right way. We do it in every other level. When I played rugby at an international level for a couple years after playing college football, and we relearned how to tackle because we couldn't lead with our head anymore. And this goes back to Ryan Shazier in a lot of ways, because I don't think there's anybody that knows football that doesn't think we probably have a different Super Bowl matchup than what we got if Shazier doesn't go out because he had his head down and shattered his spine.
Maybe, but Kevin, you got to remember, dude, it's instinctive with these guys. They've been tackling like that for years. It's just an instinct.
No, I got it. I agree completely. But they're going to have – and they've relearned some of the other stuff already. They're going to have to relearn it. We wouldn't have the Olay tackles like we had in the playoffs last year in the New Orleans game.
Yep.
Or guys jumping, hurdling defensive backs all the time because they got their head down looking at the grass plays instead of the guy they're tackling.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're right.
Correct me if I'm wrong that the Steelers lost to the Jags, didn't they? Didn't lose to the Patriots.
Yes.
And didn't they lose pretty handily?
Yes.
I don't think the Shazier injury was the difference.
Yeah.
They just got beaten like a drum.
I would agree with that.
I would say their defense definitely changed since he went out.
Yeah, but,
it wasn't the be-all, end-all.
But I agree with JP. I don't think Shazier wins that game for him if he's there.
No, he doesn't.
But, you know, his overall point is that these guys are going to have to learn how to tackle differently. And they are. Maybe in the first part of the year you're going to see a lot more penalties and then they adjust. But I don't know. I mean, Cake says it's not enforceable. Maybe not at the line of scrimmage. But they're going to enforce a lot of it on pass plays. Absolutely. You're going to see a lot more penalties.
Are people just going to stop watching the NFL because of the new rule? Probably not.
No. And if the new rule proves to be a travesty, they'll get rid of it.
Or they'll alter it. They'll find a way to, you know, come to some sort of happy medium, I would guess.
Sice for the XFL.
Oh, no. Come on. You know, you're not really serious with that, are you?
If the NFL becomes touch football, then yes.
Didn't the
XFL... I'll check back with you in 2019 and 2020.
Didn't XFL also now have a new competitor like Dick Ebersol's son?
Yeah.
Is going to have a rival league
Correct.
To the XFL. I did see yesterday some photos online. There is going to be a flag football league.
Right.
I was kind of intrigued. I think they're kind of trying to be like the Big Three where they have X players.
Yeah.
So there was a team, the picture I saw, had Danny Werfel, had Percy Harvin, had our guy Chris Doering. So it was like all the old school Gators.
I mean... Do you really think you're going to plunk yourself down in front of your TV and spend even 10 or 15 minutes with that product?
I watched a little of the Big Three, so maybe I would watch a few minutes of it. If nothing else is on, if it's in the downtime, I'd rather watch that than women's softball, lacrosse, many other things that they offer on TV from time to time. I'd rather watch Danny Werfel, Percy Harvin, Chris Doering than college or pro lacrosse. Than bowling, which is occasionally on TV.
Well, see, that's where you and I differ. I would rather watch a high-level college lax game than guys playing touch football.
You would.
That's just my personal
opinion. I'm just saying
that
that's the type of stuff that is on TV that generally I just bypass.
I'd rather watch neither.
All the time.
What would
Who
you rather watch?
Softball? There's a market for it.
Yep, sure.
I actually watch it. I mean, I have a reason because I see it all the time. But would you rather watch a G League game or an XFL game?
Ooh.
Probably a G League game.
I have an answer here. It may surprise you. I would rather watch the XFL than a G League game.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure why, because G League is just, to me, is numbers who are like 1 out of 20 will make it to the league. At least with the XFL, maybe I've heard of, I don't know, half of the guys
that
could be in the game.
But with flag football? Because there are going to have guys that I've heard of, like Michael Vick or Chris Doering. I think I would tune in intrigued.
What would you rather watch, an XFL game or a high-level FCS football game, like James Madison against North Dakota State or something like that? Like an FCS playoff game?
Probably.
Because those games are really good.
I would probably watch an FCS playoff game because those games can be
The fact that you're pondering.
I don't think I watched the FCS game ever. Just not interested.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when
I can't convince
ESPN
you.
Game Day went to Madison, the place was a complete madhouse.
When I know. And it's high level games. They're good games.
They are.
I just can't. I will not get into the XFL. I can't.
I will, Drab. I will give it a chance, but I don't know that I'm going to be a voracious consumer like you. You're already neck deep.
I think it's overstated that the NFL is going to turn into flag football, and it's just going to look. The ratings may have dropped and maybe declining. We'll see if that continues this year. I don't think the NFL is going anywhere anytime soon.
Of course, it's not going anywhere.
Look, there aren't going to be massive changes. I don't
Where
think in the
it
NFL.
Go?
In
Where
the
would
next...
it go?
Look, I have about 30 years left to enjoy the NFL before I'm in full-on dementia or Alzheimer's. So I've got 25 or 30 years left to consume the NFL before I forget what the NFL is.
They better hope that people keep watching, because did you see how much the Rams stadium is going to cost now?
I
saw,
did
was it
not.
$5
billion? Five. They got granted for a $5 billion stadium.
And who's paying for that?
Kronky.
He's paying for all of it?
I'm not sure
he's sticking the taxpayers for a good
There's
chunk
no chance
of
they're sticking the taxpayers with a $5 billion.
No, but it's got to be
pay
split.
A chunk.
It's got to be split. There's no way he's paying all $5 billion.
Now, if there's one person on the planet that can afford to foot a $5 billion bill for a stadium, it's Stan Kroenke, who made his own money, and then he said, "Oh, I'm gonna get married. I think I'm gonna marry one of the Walton, from the Walton Empire,
the wealthiest couple in the world."
Yeah, I mean, that is a power couple right there. He's got.
And will
deep,
both teams play
pockets.
There? The Chargers and the Rams.
Yes. Both teams will share the stadium.
Gotcha. Anyway, we'll see how it plays out. You are supposed to tackle with your head up, but there's so many times where guys go in and spear somebody. Is that going to be if you spear somebody and your head's to the side, but your head's actually technically pointing down, that's a penalty now?
I'm calling it right now. Within the first 6 weeks, they will amend that rule because they won't be able to throw flags every time it happens.
Yep.
It'll slow down the game.
All right, remember, coming up at 7:45, your chance to win tickets to the Nationals home opener. Plus, we will talk more NFL with Jason LaConfora, CBS Sports at 7:20, right here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.